This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. As we know, Northwest Arkansas, specifically Washington and Benton counties, have grown tremendously in the last 10 years. The latest census figures tell us that. But not every community has grown. We'll read about some of the towns that actually shrunk in the last 10 years in the Sunday edition of Northwest Arkansas newspapers. That feature that includes the Morning News, the Northwest Arkansas Times, the Benton County Daily Record. The man who investigated and wrote the story is Dan Kraft, special projects reporter at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers, and he's in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio with me. Welcome, Dan.
Hi, Kyle.
We just assumed that everything grew in the last 10 years, but that's not quite the case?
Not according to the census numbers. Obviously, the big boom was obvious to anyone who spent any time up here, but there were a few small communities sort of further off the beaten path that actually lost population over that decade.
And you went to three of them to kind of get a feel of these communities.
That's right. The three in Benton and Washington counties that actually lost population were Winslow, which is in far southern Washington County, not far from the Bobby Hopper Tunnel.
Right.
Sulphur Springs, which is a small community in far northwestern Benton County, and Springtown, which is an even smaller burg along Arkansas 12, not far past Northwest Arkansas Regional Airport if you're headed west.
I want to talk about Winslow in a minute, because I think most people know where Winslow is, because even if you've never been there, if you drive on 540, you see the exit.
You do. The exit's actually about 6 miles from downtown, and that wasn't the case until 540 opened.
Right. I mean, it was much closer to 71.
Right. Old 71 basically ran right through the middle of Winslow, and the folks I talked to down there said that when the big highway opened in 98... the loss they saw at that point was jobs and economics as the big trucks and the tourist traffic moved further from town.
The other two that you mentioned, Springtown and Sulphur Springs, I bet there are a lot of people in Northwest Arkansas who have not been there and don't know if they've ever been close.
I had never been to Sulphur Springs myself until me and one of our photographers went out there looking for some folks to talk to. Turns out in some of these communities, even that can be a challenge.
So what's Sulphur Springs like?
It is little more than a wide spot in the road these days along Arkansas 59. There's a lot of old brick or stonework buildings that sort of reminded us of Eureka Springs. The old hotels, say 1903, 1910, you can tell the place has been there a while. But according to the census figures, they're down to just 511 residents, which is 160 less than they had just 10 years ago.
In Springtown, which is also in Benton County,
has never even been that large. They started out in 2000 with 114 folks. They're down to 87 now. And in our wandering around the two square blocks, we only ran into one living person who turned out to be the mayor.
Well, I guess if you're going to have a mayor, it should be the living person you can find. Of any of these towns that you talked to people in, was there any concern that, you know, this is a trend that starts you down the road to oblivion eventually?
No, there wasn't a whole lot of thought that the town would flat out disappear. Most of them were citing a few reasons. We couldn't find really anyone in Sulphur Springs to talk to, at least as of our taping. But in Sulphur Springs and Winslow, you've got an older population, a lot of retired folks, and that leads to one of the factors we will talk about on Sunday.
And Winslow also used to have a school district.
They did.
And they were consolidated.
Right. And a lot of the families moved out. When the schools consolidated with Greenland, a lot of the younger folks who had kids moved to be closer to the Greenland schools or maybe West Fork, Mountain Burg, some of the other districts in the area.
In conjunction with the article on Sunday, will there be a map that, I mean,
that'll show us where they're at?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like you said, a lot of people probably have been through Winslow at least once, but Springtown, Sulphur Springs, not somewhere you're just going to stumble across.
You mean to go there, generally.
Yeah, you better have it in mind as a destination.
Yeah. I really now want to see Silver. I have to admit, I don't think I've been to Silver Springs. I want to see these hotel buildings.
They're very cool. Like I said, a lot of them, the hotels are long gone. One of them is part of a Christian retreat now. Another one appears to be some sort of a warehousing operation. Very small, but you can tell by the architecture, it's been there a while.
So what else will we find out in Sunday's article?
Well, we've seen some numbers that, and some of this we've reported before, that some of these small towns have actually grown 3-4 times. Centerton was just a small community outside Bentonville until the building boom, and now it's full of subdivisions. Some of these towns are much bigger physically than they used to be. There's also an interesting case with the town of Little Flock, which is one of those several kind of crammed in and around the Rogers-Springdale area. The census shows they're holding steady over 10 years at exactly the same number of residents. We talked to the mayor about that, and he's not so sure.
But the census shows exactly the same number.
2,585.
For everyone who left, someone came in, and vice versa.
Either that or nobody moved.
And this will all be in the article that's in Sunday, the Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
That's right.
All right, Dan, thank you very much.
Cool. Kyle, I appreciate it.